Stocks in Asia stepped on the gas Monday because of word a deal may be nearing to avert collapse for struggling American car makers and because of other economic intervention by governments around the world. Shares jumped 7.5% in Seoul, more than 5% in Tokyo, and more than 7% in Hong Kong. The All Ordinaries in Sydney also got a boost of more than 4%. Han Dong-uk is an analyst with Hyundai Securities here in Seoul. He says the market rally has to do with some positive signals investors are getting from world capitals.
He
says incoming American President Obama's announcements of a forthcoming public spending plan to rebuild U.S. infrastructure sounds a positive note. He says there are also signs China is getting ready to take an active role in its economy, spending billions to cushion its economy from the global slowdown. Stimulus efforts are already underway in other countries, including India, South Korea, and Australia. Central bankers around the world are also seeking to reinvigorate lending that constricted after the failure of several major financial firms in the United States. Congressional leaders in Washington indicated this weekend a deal may be near to extend about $15 billion in emergency loans to the so-called Big Three U.S. automakers. Pyo Han-hyung, a researcher at Seoul's Hyundai Research Institute, says Asian exporters do not want to see the American car industry fail. He says a suffering auto industry is likely to make U.S. policymakers more favorable toward trade protectionism, and that would mean Asian manufacturers would sell fewer products in the American market. Economists warn that a one-day bounce in Asian stock markets should not be interpreted as a sign of global recovery. They point to dismal U.S. employment figures and predictions from incoming President Obama himself that things are likely to get worse before they get better. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.